Our text for our meditation this evening is the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 52 that we heard read a moment ago. But how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. It's a bit of a different message than Merry Christmas, eh? The image of beautiful feet isn't meant literally. In the times when our Lord Jesus Christ was born, when people rarely would wear shoes, their feet tended to be beaten up and cracked and gnarled and all dusty. We see a little of that reality in the account of the woman who washed the dusty feet of Jesus with her tears and dried them with her hair. That would have been a welcome comfort in that time and place. But an image of this fine Christmas season? The thing that made these beautiful feet was the good news that they carried. Isaiah was speaking of the beautiful feet of the one bringing the good news. Our King has come. The prophet is telling us that Jesus has come. And all that he brings is the good news of our salvation and peace, for in him was life, and the life was the light of men. One would be delighted to see these beautiful feet approach, wouldn't they? How beautiful are the feet of him who brings good news of happiness. And what marvelous good news the servant brings. He announces peace, happiness, salvation, redemption, and proclaims that our God reigns. The servant, the God-man himself, Jesus Christ, he is the bringer of the wonderful announcement of salvation. The news is good because it's the gospel. What could be better news than the proclamation that God has taken your sins off your shoulders and paid the penalty himself? That is good news. The freely bestowed grace of God, taking sin and death out of the way of your everlasting peace and pouring life and salvation on all who believe. Our text tonight from Isaiah 52 says that our Lord publicizes peace. He has spread this wondrous word to his messengers. As Isaiah says, the voice of your watchmen. They lift up their voice together. They sing for joy. For eyes wide, they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Wow. Yet he brings peace. He brings it to us twofold. Our peace with God, and our peace in faith. Our peace with God is established at the crucifixion of Christ in our place. We had lost that peace with God when Adam and Eve plunged the world and all mankind into sin and corruption and death, and thus bringing the wrath of God and his horrible just decree down upon us. But now, this side of the cross, with sin taken away and punished, God now declares himself to be our loving Heavenly Father. We now have peace with God as his dear children. This then results in peace with our neighbor and a joyous peace within ourselves. If God is for us, who can be against us? With God on our side and declaring us to be his holy children, no one, no, not anyone, can effectively stand against us. His mighty power and his goodwill, they are fighting for us. We should break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed you. Not only do we have this boundless peace, but we have happiness. Sins forgiven brings happiness, particularly if you're troubled by your sin. The love of God and the resulting confidence and blessings brings happiness. The happiness the prophet speaks about to us this evening, however, is the happiness of the one who is looking for salvation and finally sees it in the servant, Christ Jesus. For it is him who announces salvation. It's his work. It's his proclamation. It's his news. Death is no more, and the divine promise of abundant blessings in everlasting life. Good news. Our King has come. This is all possible because God the Creator is our God. And it is his goodwill to share all of this with you. Isaiah reports that the servant says to Zion, your God reigns. He has the power to accomplish his will. And his will is for you. And it's all good. The servant not only wins this salvation, but he announces it and presents it before the whole world. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. That proclamation began with Jesus' ministry and the work he did in the Passion and his crucifixion. It continues today through the church, in the faithful preaching of faithful pastors, and by the faithful confession of his holy people. When you live out your faith and when you confess it before others, you too have beautiful feet. It does not matter if the world around you sits up and takes notice or not. What is important is the faithful confession of Christ Jesus and of the salvation which he has won for us. When you speak the gospel in any form, the servant continues to proclaim through you. The salvation of God is the comfort and the joy of his people. So the prophecy is thus fulfilled, that the Lord has comforted his people, and so we shout joyfully together, as Isaiah prophesies. Those who hope for forgiveness and rescue from death and hell have the comfort of knowing that the Lord has done it. And the prophet says he has redeemed Jerusalem. He has redeemed Jerusalem. For his holy church is the new Jerusalem. Therefore, we have been redeemed. Tonight, as in every house of worship and of every Christian church that proclaims the pure word of God, our Lord once again announces the good news of redemption and salvation, and therefore he has those beautiful feet of the one who brings good tidings of good things. Or as Isaiah says in our text, how lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Blessings this Christmas season from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our